From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. President Trump's goal in pressing for tariffs is to support domestic steel manufacturers, let them supply more of the U.S. need for steel. But that leaves a big question. Can U.S. steel actually meet U.S. demand? According to the Commerce Department, the U.S. is the largest steel importer in the world, bringing in nearly 27 million tons last year. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein looks at the industry's ability to make up the difference.
The U.S. steel industry is operating at 79% capacity as of this month, according to the trade group that represents steel manufacturers. There's a lot you can do with all of those idled plants, says Scott Paul.
You have a number of lines that have been shut down across the country that could easily be fired up again.
Paul is with the advocacy organization Alliance for American Manufacturing.
If there are market signals that would create a better domestic market for steel, these mills will respond.
Andrew Cosgrove with Bloomberg Intelligence agrees they could respond, but he says the available plants are older and expensive to run.
Most of it that's idle is idle for a reason, because it's pretty high cost.
Cosgrove estimates it would take steel producers more than 2 years to ramp up production by millions of tons. But even if the industry expanded, he doubts U.S. manufacturers would ever produce certain types of steel that come from abroad. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.